Do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
Yes, I did. I remember when you were born, I was the first parent to hold you because your mother had a C-section, so she was kind of recovering from the painkillers, and I was holding you, and I just remember looking down at you and seeing your bright red hair, and it was so vivid and so, I was like, it was just, I don't know, it just kind of took me back. I was like, wow, we had ultrasounds of you, like level two ultrasounds, which are very explicit in detail, and it just doesn't cover that level of information. So when I first saw you, your bright red hair stood out as a just like a wow moment. And that was the first thing I remember thinking when I saw you and held you.
How did you choose my name?
Well, this ties into the first question that you asked me. We did do level two ultrasounds, which you can determine the sex of your child at that point. So we knew you were going to be a boy. So, as you know, we already had your sister, whose name is Morgan. And when we knew we were having a boy, me and your mother were just kicking around names. And that was one of the names that she really liked. And I liked it too. So I just kind of went with it. And then when you were born, Aiden in Celtic means fiery one. So it kind of fit when I saw your red hair, going back to the first question. So that's kind of how we picked your name.
What was I like as a baby and as a young child?
Wow, you were a lot of energy. A lot of energy. And I remember playing with you as a young child, and you were just full of energy, so much that I couldn't keep up with you at times. And I remember being in stores with you or at a park, and you were just always running, like constant runner. So you're always on the move as a child. So a lot of high energy, a lot of silliness. It's good times back then.
What were the hardest moments you had when I was growing up?
Well, I think you know the answer to this. I remember when me and your mother split up and we got a divorce. That was a very difficult time for everyone. And moving out when you were younger in third grade, and that was very difficult, like for me and you. So I would definitely say that was probably the, I mean, in my opinion, that was the most difficult time.
What advice would you give me about raising my own kids?
Don't know. I think patience is a good thing. I know a lot of parents don't have it. Especially when you have multiple little kids and you work and your wife or your husband works, and it's, I would say patience is a good thing to have for your kids. It's not easy because we all deal with problems in our day, and then when you're a parent, it doesn't stop. You come home and you got to face your family. You got to do what you need to do for them, and whether it's getting them dinner or going over homework, whatever you have to do to raise your child. I would say patience is a good start. Try to listen to them, spend time with them. Don't come home and cut yourself off, and don't, and just kind of, I think being a parent is more than just providing a roof over their head and clothes on their back and food on the table. It's actually trying to teach them things and building memories. And I think hopefully if you ever do decide to become a father, I hope that you would do that. It's hard, but it's worth it.
What are your dreams for me?
My dreams for you are just to, we talked about this a lot, off the record, and I think a lot of things I want for you is just to just take chances now when you can. A lot of times when you're a parent and stuff, and you feel more secure, and you feel like, okay, now I'm going to take a chance. It's not the best time to do it. Take chances right now. Go to school, learn what you can learn. Look into things, meet people, experience things, don't try to cut yourself off to new experiences or new ideas, and just be the best version you can be. If you want to go play a sport, go play a sport. If you want to paint, go paint. If you want to play music, go play music. Do whatever it is, you want to do, as long as it's positive, you're not hurting nobody, and hopefully you'll get something out of it.
Are you proud of me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some of the things that we've experienced through our past, through divorce and transitioning to different schools, and it's not easy for kids nowadays growing up. And I understand that because it wasn't easy for me in the 80s. But I definitely am proud of you. I think that, you know, that you're a really good kid, and you're doing well in school, and you're going out there and you're playing sports, and you're just trying to find things to do that you know, new experiences. And yeah, I'm very proud of you. I think that you're a better kid than I was at your age. And I always say this, I wish, I look at you and think of what I could have done had I been more open to new ideas and new things and not closing myself off. So yeah, I'm very proud of you, because I look at you and I see the better reflection of myself.